You start with a suspicion. You look for evidence. Are you paranoid or on the right track? Catching the Cheaters with Chantel's Roses.
If you feel like your partner's cheating on you, I want to get to the bottom of it. I'm going to call them up, offer a dozen free roses they can send to anyone special in their life. The goal would be they send them to their significant other, but sometimes they don't, and that's when we catch a cheater.
And we're going to help out Patrick today. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Tell us what's up. What's going on?
So my girlfriend Summer has worked at home pretty much throughout the whole pandemic, and I'm back at the office now. And the other day, somebody put up a note on my windshield. And at first, I thought it was a flyer for like Chinese food or something, but it was drenched from the rain the night before. And inside, it was an envelope, and there was a note that said, "There's a random car that comes over to your house while you're at work, and some guy goes in. Period. That's it."
Whoa.
Oh. Dang.
Yeah.
So you have some random note. I'm just curious. Was it done with like letters cut out of a magazine?
Was it signed at all?
It was signed, "Your Helpful Neighbor."
Oh.
How mysterious.
I know.
Yeah.
So someone is saying, hey, there's some random car that's coming over to your house. Some guy is going in. And they're aware, obviously, that your girlfriend's there and you're gone for work, which means there's a neighbor looking through their blinds who's definitely a little nosy out there. But why do this? Why go about it this way?
Well, maybe they don't ever, they're on opposite schedules, so they got to send the note.
Yeah. How did you feel when you got this letter, Patrick?
I thought it was crazy. Like, I did not believe it at all because I have a really good relationship with Summer, and I thought, oh, this has got to be a prank. But then it's so specific and creepy and weird that I didn't know what to do. And I told Summer about it, and she was weirded out by it. And
okay, so she didn't seem guilty. She was like as weirded out as you were that there's this random note on your windshield.
But then,
Yeah,
but then it made me think, like, I don't know. You know how if you... if someone knows a thing is there and they go, yeah, that's so weird. Sometimes that.
Did you ask anyone else about it, Patrick? Like, did you knock on some doors? Like, I think I would start going door to door, maybe.
I know.
No, see, you and I think alike. That's exactly what I did.
Okay.
So I went down the door, the block, and I was knocking on the door, neighbor's doors, and asking them, like, did you write this note? And none of them said yes until I got to the last house on the block. And this guy, who I've never met before, his name is Jimmy, he admitted that he wrote it. And he said the reason that he didn't sign his name or leave his house number or anything was he didn't want to get involved. But he also said, I know what I saw. And
okay, so he's like, look, yeah, something's going on. So this neighbor, Jimmy, is like kind of concerned, but he's not close enough to be able to like stop you. So he thought this would be the best way, although really it came out the creepiest way. But he was still trying to give you a heads up. So where are we at as of now, Patrick? Are you buying this letter now? Because after talking to the neighbor, after getting this letter, like, are we getting worried?
Yeah, I was trying to get a vibe of Jimmy, you know, and see if he was out of his mind or not. You know, he's like kind of a camouflage cargo pants wearing type of guy, but it wasn't like he was like a doomsday prepper or anything, you know. I don't know. I got a pretty legit vibe from him in terms of like what he's seen.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like he leaves a lot, but it also looks like he's keeping a good eye on the neighbors.
Right. No, obviously he's keeping a very good eye. He knows the comings and goings of everyone on the street.
Yeah.
So, okay, Patrick, let's do this. We'll play a song. Let's get Summer's number off air. We'll call her up. We'll say that someone's sending her roses and see exactly who she thinks is sending them to her. Okay.
Great. Then I just need some peace of mind.
Mix 105.1, 103.9. We're catching those cheaters with Chantel's Roses, helping out Patrick. Interesting. Patrick gets this note.
This story is, it's like a movie.
Yes, a note on his car windshield saying, your girlfriend, when you leave for the day, some guy comes over and hangs out, visits for a bit, and then leaves. And I just thought you should know. And Patrick obviously was disturbed by this note, started knocking door to door. Down the street, found Jimmy, this other neighbor, who's like, look, that was me. I don't know you. You don't know me. I didn't know how to tell you, but I thought you should know that this is going on.
I've seen a guy come.
Right. So as of now, that's all we know. Patrick, we're going to call up Summer. We're going to say someone is sending her a dozen roses, and we're going to just ask her who she thinks is doing it. Like, is it you? Is there someone else on her mind? And it helps us get to the bottom of it. Okay. You want to do this still?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I mean, I'm nervous, but I do.
The only thing we need from you is permission to have Summer on the radio.
Yeah, you
okay.
can call her.
You ready, Chantel?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Summer?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, it's Chantel from J&C Flowers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So hopefully we're going to brighten your day a little bit because we do have a flower arrangement for you today, which is so exciting. And I am going to, I know. So congratulations. I'm also really sorry because I'm going to spoil the surprise a little bit. Our delivery guy is getting ready to leave and I realized that the card that goes with your flowers has fallen off. And I was wondering before we get these flowers to you, if by any chance you knew who might be sending you flowers today so I could get the card to go with the flowers.
I actually thought it was, Jimmy, and I would also bet that the flowers are sunflowers.
Jimmy. Oh, I was not expecting that name. Hi, Summer. My name is John. You were talking to Chantel. The two of us.
Hi.
We do a radio show together here in Salt Lake, and you are on the air, and so is your boyfriend, Patrick.
What?
It was Jimmy?
I'm not doing this.
Summer? Okay, Patrick, Summer just hung up. We'll try one more time. We'll call her right back up and see if we can get her, okay? Just hold on here.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, you're confused.
I know. I'm like, tell
Jimmy.
Me.
Dang. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Summer, it's John and Chantel over at Mix 105.1. Do you have a moment to be on the radio with us?
No, please don't call me again.
Dang it. Patrick.
Oh, my gosh.
Patrick.
Wait, so you're telling me the guy who
wrote the letter.
Why would he do that? Why wouldn't he just keep coming over? I don't understand why you would tell the person.
Why would you tell yourself?
Wow.
Why didn't she just tell me?
Yeah.
It's easier just to tell me than to have
Patrick.
Him write a note.
Yeah.
Or
I guess, like,
just so...
one thing to say is, like, guilt makes you do crazy things.
Yeah.
And he couldn't live with it anymore, and he thought he could out himself without outing himself.
I guess, Patrick.
Yeah, but then he said to my face,
yeah.
I know. Well, cheaters do weird things.
Patrick, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
The good news is we did get to the bottom of it.
People do weird things, too. I'm going to walk down to Jimmy's house and see what the hell is up.